My middle son, Joshua, is who we're talking about today. He has struggled with cancer since he was 2 weeks before his 10th birthday. He was diagnosed with leukemia. And we did the whole leukemia thing. And he was a miracle even during that time period. Mm-hmm. He didn't have many complications. But it was a time period in which the latest study showed that cranial radiation was the, you know, remedy for preventing early relapse, which means you would have to have a bone marrow transplant. And he got sicker and sicker and sicker. But they warned us, you know, 2-3 trips to ICU is not unheard of. In fact, you will go to ICU.
Yeah.
Be prepared. This is going to happen. He is going to throw up until he throws his feeding tube up. He is going to be just deathly ill. Mm-hmm. Although he was all those things, he managed to stabilize enough. We never went to ICU. Well, we go back in. We're supposed to go back in 6 weeks, check on it and everything. And they did all the testing, sonograms of the heart, all that good gunk again. And the doctor walks in and he just looks at us puzzled and he goes, his ejection fraction is normal.
Wow.
Ooh, this doesn't happen. In fact, he sent him back to repeat the test.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because he's like, I don't believe it. But anyhow, because it's the frontal lobe, he said his speech will be affected.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands, or buts. It's going to be affected. To what degree? He could not be able to talk at all. It could just be minor, you know, impairment. Because it's the left side of his brain, the right side of his body will be affected. Or could be affected. To what degree? Don't know. It also is memory cortex, which means he could wake up and have no memories whatsoever.
Mm.
Or he could wake up and have all the old ones and not able to form any new ones. Mm. Kind of like that silly movie.
Inside Out?
No, I think it was, what is it?
51st Dates.
51st Dates, yes, okay. That one. Mm-hmm. That's the one I was thinking about. Or it could be both.
Right.
And so after they relayed that to me, you know, the other had took place. And then Josh said, I promise. And I said, what, baby? What do you want me to promise? And you have to, it's so hard for him to even form a word at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps saying, promise. I was like, baby, what? And he said, if I'm not right, you'll let me go. So then, next thing I know, they've got over on the little bitty tiny like computer screen type TV in the little corner, and Lion King's on. He starts singing Kuma Natata. And I'm like, this is the child that's not supposed to be able to talk, not supposed to have any memories,
right.
And he's singing Kuma Natata, asking for people, dying his dad pretty much.
Yeah.
It was just like, you've got to be kidding me. The nurses are like,
what do we do?
His daddy even looked at the nurse and said, is he supposed to be doing this? And she said, I ain't never seen one that did.